When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South. Nice try, Sip. Nice. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers.
You're out of rhythm. You finished way.
You went FDIC on that one. Yeah. FDIC.
We'll get it.
It's fine. What's going on a Friday in Creighton at Midwest Bank with Shindaddy?
Well, a couple things. First of all, Shindaddy is off today in the bank, but he's still set up there. Shindaddy is 2 blocks away from us right now. He's in the Cornhusker Hotel.
No, he's not.
He's in the Cornhusker Hotel right now. I will see him at noon. I'm speaking at a banker's event.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Kane. Brad Kane.
Brad Coyne.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm speaking there to represent Midwest Bank there. Yes.
This is at noon?
Yes, at noon today.
Are you going to change clothes?
Yes, I will. This will not be the outfit. This will not be it right here. But he does have it set up. When you attend and go do some banking today, he has the magic squares set up. And so it's $100 pay by quarter for the Nebraska-Colorado game. Remember the old time you just get numbers? You go in and you get your name, your number on. So you draw numbers and you're on there. So whatever the score, whatever adds up to that final number. So if the score is like it was 7-0, if you have that score, if 7's your number, then that's going to be the number you win $100 with. So he has
a gambling.
It's wagering, but simple wagering. And also kids are encouraged to come in and be part of it. They're not actually picking a team. It's just you're just picking a number. It's just kind of a fun thing. Yeah. No. But there's no cost to get in, and all you do is win. There's no risk. There's no risk at it. So Steve set that up before he left, but he's at the Cornhusker Hotel right now.
He's there.
He might be having a breakfast right now. Yes.
So he's going to attend your speech.
He will be in attendance.
God, does that make you nervous?
Yeah. What's that? No, not really. Not too bad.
I mean,
Brad Coyne, that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Coyne. Yes. Yes. And we'll talk about, the building and the stone. We'll talk about that.
Well, the stone is important to know about Midwest.
Yeah,
important.
You guys are really bowled over by that.
You should be. You should be.
Okay, well, that's big. Two big things.
Yes.
The event, I get what I'm going to call it, event in Creighton, and your speech at noon.
Yes.
Then I have. Are you ready?
Yes, then I'm emceeing an event tonight.
Okay, that's way too much.
It's a big
activity.
Friday for you, Bill.
Emceeing an event tonight for Brave Bee. It's for abused children.
Yes.
It's a fundraiser. Mm. Yes.
You're the MC.
I'm the MC.
That's not easy.
This is all new to me. Never done that before.
No, MC is not an easy gig.
Bigger responsibility.
I mean, I just turned down those opportunities.
Jake would be an MC.
I have MC'd before, but that's a longer commitment than just a speech.
I just turned it down.
This is the 4-hour deal.
That's the full time.
Yeah. God bless you for doing it. Yeah. I'm serious. Yeah.
So I'm doing that.
God bless you. You need God's blessings. I hope.
I do. I need help.
Yes. You'll do fine.
There'll be a lot of.
He might be able to help you.
I can help you.
Jake will be the one to talk to. Yeah. Yes. Thank you,
to Shindaddy and Midwest Bank. All right. We got a special guest as we do every Friday for the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, God, I forgot about
this. We got picks. It's time to get to our picks for week 2 of college football with our friend Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee, good morning. How'd you do in week 1?
So good. I think I paid for my daughter's wedding dress.
Well, Jim, nice. You can't do better than that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So,
now,
went 8-1, and last weekend 10-2 overall to start. So
10-2.
When you study 300 to 350 hours in the summer, if you have a bad opening week, you just start questioning everything you were looking at. So I feel pretty good. One of my big plays was Nebraska opening week.
Mm-hmm. He almost nailed the score. It was on pace for 52-7. It was 40-7, but it looked like it could go that way for a while. But you nailed the blowout.
Who takes your quarterback out early in the third quarter?
I thought it was an okay move, though, Lee. Not for the spread purpose.
No, not for the spread. I thought I would have kept him in probably at least one, maybe two more series.
Well, if Rhule had money on the game, he might have done
it. Right. You know, he's a freshman quarterback. Yeah. You want to get him the experience. So yes. When I saw him coming out, I'm like, oh, no. Put him back in.
Well, they still covered, so it's good.
Yeah.
Let's get this week's picks. Lee, you got Kansas as a 5.5-point favorite at Illinois. What do you see how this game's going?
So I think Illinois, if they're going to be successful here, they're going to have to run the football. I mean, their quarterback, nothing special, 11 touchdown passes all last year. This kid Fagan, 250-pound running back. Jeez. If he gets going, look out. But last year, Illinois traveled to Kansas with Big Ten officials and still couldn't win. They were really never in the game here. So I think the most dynamic player is this kid Daniels. He is something special for Kansas. And I think they could be under the radar this year. I like Kansas, 31-20.
31-20 Jayhawks. Yep. Big win for Lance on the road. Moving on, Oregon did not look very good in week one in a 24-14 win against Idaho. It's a big favorite, did not cover, it's won the game. They're 18.5-point favorites against Boise State on Saturday. Any upset player, is Oregon going to roll here, Lee?
You know, it's opening week, sometimes what you see is you don't see the continuity. And red zone, they couldn't do anything. I mean, they marched up and down the field. I think they'll put it together. Usually what you see with Gabriel, he's something special. And he stresses defense. They get plays off so quick. And the Boise State pass defense, last year they allowed at least 300 passing yards on five occasions. The one team they played similar to Oregon, Washington, they gave up 490 passing yards. Georgia Southern moved the ball up and down the field on them. I know the running game is really good for Boise State, Ashton Gentry, but Oregon, that's their strength, run defense. They only gave up less than 50 rushing yards last week to Idaho. No one ran for over 170 yards in any game on them last year. Blowout city here, Oregon, 45-20.
45-20. Ducks against Boise State. We're joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, going through the weekend's games. Next up, Iowa, 2.5-point favorite against Iowa State on Saturday. Lee, Iowa had a blowout on Saturday. Iowa State had an interesting game against North Dakota. Will the Hawkeyes get to 2-0?
I think there's a good chance that they will. Are they there yet? No. I think McNamara's an improvement over what they had once he got hurt last year at quarterback. You know, they got goose egg the last two games of the year last year. They scored 40 last week, but most of it was in the second half. Mm-hmm. The receivers still aren't getting the type of separation I'd like to see. I don't think there are many game breakers on that unit, but Iowa State, I think, is going to have to throw the football. They're going to have to use the pass to set up the run. If they end up in a lot of third and long situations, that's where bad things happen to the Iowa State Cyclone offense here. So I think they've got enough here in Iowa's defense. We know is always solid, special teams, home field advantage. I'll take Iowa. We're not going to see a 55-50 game. Iowa 23-17.
23-17. Intel is that Iowa State's really bad up front on offense.
Right.
Banged up at linebacker.
Yep.
I think the spread's a little bit more. I'd say 27-10, Lee. 27-10.
Okay, I'll take it.
Cover's a cover. Next up, the game of the week. Texas, a 6.5-point favorite against Michigan, who's won 16 straight games. Does the streak end on Saturday, Lee, for Michigan?
And not only is it going to end, I think Michigan's going to lose three games this year, maybe four. Their defense is really good. They have a couple guys that are going to go top 15 in the draft, in my opinion. But problem starts at quarterback. I mean, the difference between McCarthy and Davis Warren is huge. I mean, he only threw for 4.72 yards per pass attempt the opening game. He is a game manager's manager. Texas's defense is every bit as good as Michigan's. And their four scoring drives only covered from 26 to 47 yards. People think of Texas as being a better team at home. Not the case. They've won seven straight non-conference road games here. If this game is played next week, the line would be close to 14. Texas, 30-14.
Ooh.
Yep.
Longhorns
rollout city in Michigan, in Ann Arbor.
Yep.
30-14.
Take down defending champs.
They're going to get 30 on that defense.
A lot of faces like, oh my, what's going on here?
Our game in Lincoln, Lee, Nebraska, a 7.5-point favorite against Colorado, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night, Memorial Stadium. Will Nebraska get to 2-0 for the first time in quite some time?
Public loves Nebraska here. I mean, all I'm hearing all week, revenge. Colorado couldn't stop North Dakota State. Well, I know there's revenge, but I still think Colorado is decent. I love Dylan Rayl. I said, everyone, this is going to be the kid that takes them to 8-9 wins this year. But I still think the best two players on the field are going to be Shedeur Sanders, quarterback for Colorado, and Travis Hunter. And I think they have an advantage. They're receivers against the Nebraska cornerbacks. I mean, Jimmy Horn Jr., very good. FAU transfer LaChante Wester, the third receiver, is dynamic. I know they gave up 449 yards, but sometimes these teams like North Dakota State a little bit better than people would expect, and they were probably looking ahead also here. Hate to say it, guys. Wrong team favored. Buffs 48, Nebraska 45.
48-45.
That'd be a hot.
What a game that would be to watch.
Barn burner.
That would be one to watch. Lee, that would be one to watch.
I'm no Deion fan. I hope it's Nebraska 48-45. But
wow.
So much for the top 10 defense.
Yes, there goes our defensive thoughts in Nebraska. That'd be bad for the Huskers. 48-45.
Would you agree one of the biggest weaknesses for Nebraska? Cornerback position?
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
One corner's definitely you wonder about. Tommy Hill, you don't really wonder about. But 48 is a big number. That's a big number. But, I mean, you're the expert.
We'll see.
We hope that you're wrong in this
one. We hope it's, like I said, the other way around, 48-45 right. Nebraska.
Last game, Ohio State, big favorites against Western Michigan, 38.5-point favorites. How can they get that pick, Mealy?
First, I'm going to give it the first 10 callers. First 10 callers call 800-400-9741. I'll give them the game for free. Again, the number 800-400-9741. There's a lot of big games. I mean, usually week two of the NFL isn't so hot, but it is hot. I mean, a lot of free pick videos. You want to check those out. They're about 2 minutes in length. Go to the website. Got Oklahoma State, Arkansas up there, Tennessee, NC State. Check them all out. Oregon, got that video up against Boise State. Check that one out. ParamountSports.com. We started off 8-1 last weekend. We're 10-2 overall in college football in the NFL. We hit our 40-unit play last week on Nebraska, hit our 35 on Miami. I have another 40-unit play going this Saturday. We call it September to Remember. 4 weeks, $497. You want to hop on board, you're going to get 9 to 12 games every single weekend. Like I said, 4 weeks, $497, September to Remember. just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Okay. See you guys.
It's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
I love listening to him talk
He's syrupy.
And it's so beautiful. The time that is spent on, but it's not just like, I'm going to go this way.
This is my gut.
Yeah, my gut.
Let's go with my gut, honey.
Yeah, like he talked about the hours of research he did, like 300-some plus hours. Tried for the first week. Yeah, I couldn't imagine that, just being in a dugout, basically, just on your computer, just going over,
Pouring over everything and coming to the conclusion that Colorado will score 48 points in Lincoln on Saturday night. 48 points would throw a wrench into a lot of discussions.
It would.
Tony White, going to be a head coach next year? Yeah. Maybe slow that roll a little bit. 48?
That would be
They're going to get
rough.
50 on the – no, I just don't – I don't see it. It's like I said, Lee's the expert. That's a big number, though.
And he was close last week. He said 52-7 Nebraska. It was 40-7.
Yeah.
So the reason really hard to hit, that Nebraska will run the football. And Nebraska, I would imagine, is going to play very slow huddle. It's like Michigan would dispatch people last year, and they win by 25. Like, they just won 29-7.
Right.
But they destroyed them. You know, and so I just don't think there's going to be enough possessions for Colorado.
You don't see a shootout.
No, I don't see a possession. I don't think Colorado gets enough possession.
Right. I'm not taking issue with Lee. Lee does his work. But I don't envision a shootout for what Bill's saying. And we said early in the show, hammer Dowdell at him. Hammer the running backs at him. Shorten the game.
Yeah. He is right, though, that those three receivers,
they're really good.
That's a dynamic group.
I mean, LaJonte Wester was second in the nation last year in receiving yards, 1,028. He's their third best receiver.
Right.
He was their second best nationally in terms of yardage. He's their third option by far, by the way.
By far.
Yeah, by far.
And like, your friend, the voice of the Buffs, said.
Yes, Gary Barnett, good friend.
That they have several receivers that are also very gifted. They haven't really played.
Didn't see much action at all against North Dakota State.
Once again, the scores that Lee has picked. He's got Kansas covering the spread, 5.5, beating Illinois 31-20 on the road against Brett Bielema.
That'd be a big win. That'd be a big win for Kansas.
He's got Oregon covering the 18.5, beating Boise State 45-20 after a rough first game. Iowa covering 2.5 against Iowa State 23-17. The score in that game. North Dakota, Iowa State beat North Dakota 21-3 this past weekend. It wasn't a great performance by Iowa State, but 23-17 Iowa. Texas covering 6.5 with ease, 30-14 over Michigan at the Big House. And Colorado beating Nebraska outright 48-45. Lee Sterling's pick.
What a flex that would be if Texas goes into Ann Arbor and scores 30 against that defense. And wins going away. Wow.
That'd be a flex.
Yeah, that'd be a major league flex.
If you go back to last week, I know they won 30-10 against Fresno, but
Michigan. Yeah.
Now, there was a long pick six in that game. Fresno was at the 10-yard line. Mikey Keene, they threw a screen pass for a pick six. So it could have been 23-13, 23-17. Instead, other way, 90-yard pick six, 30-10, game's over at that point. So they had a chance to make it a one-score game deep in their territory.
Yes.
Picked off.
This has been an interesting show between Big C and Lee Sterling.
Had some pushback on Nebraska.
They tried to clarify that. Do you believe his dad?
Just to confirm.
Yeah, you think Colorado, yes. Bold.
He's taking it to the game.
I wonder if people are a little nervous. I mean, if I were a Nebraska fan listening right now, I'd be a little more nervous right now. Lee picked Colorado.
To score 48.
I thought
we had an elite defense. What happened to the defense?
It would throw. I'm telling you, if he's right, I don't believe he will be. I really don't. I seriously don't. I'm not pandering. I'm just telling you. I don't see that kind of score. But if they get 48, it would change conversations around here. Think about it.
Yeah.
It would. I mean,
deflate the balloon.
It's not.
Well, before I get to break, I'm going to bring the vibe back up, the confidence back up here. Yesterday, when you were gone, I was going to give a gift out that a listener brought by T and Davey provided.
Are you
some
kidding
gift.
Me?
Because,
from Davey?
Because Sip was not here, I held it back to today
from Davey.
So
what a kind-hearted.
I'm going to pass out a couple. This is not from me. This is from T and Davey.
T.
Ben's very excited.
Did you
pass this one down to Bill, please. Yes.
Okay, what do we? Looks like some form of a shirt.
We got T-shirts. Yeah. Okay,
this is yours. Like T-shirts.
This is yours, Sip.
This looks like incredible material.
So let's show the viewers on our screens what we have. This is from T and Davies, some personally made shirts for us. They're all different. I gotta put this one on right now. Look at this stuff.
Jake's gonna put it on.
Look at that. Not today, Ralphie. Not today, Ralphie.
Oh, that's buffoonery.
Oh, you gotta wear
buffoonery.
That.
Buffoonery.
Hey, you gotta wear that.
That is incredible.
That's your word.
Show that again, Bill, to the camera, please, over here.
Buffoonery.
Yep. Bill, that is your.
That is all.
That's your word.
Material. It's very nice material.
You've put words in my vocabulary that I use all the time. Fitness. Buffoonery.
So, could you please show yours to the audience here?
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. Where's the cameras?
Steve, what's it say?
It says, I was cocky out of the womb. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm very obnoxious.
Yeah, it's been a long-standing intro that we had on the show.
I like these T-shirts. God, they're made for...
How about the comfort, too?
These are very nice.
You're big on that.
I love comfort. I do. I love that one.
Not today.
Say it again, Jake.
I'm
going to
show the camera. Not today, Ralphie. Look at that.
Look at Tio. Look at Tio. Get that buffalo out of here. Look at that.
Not today, Ralphie. Oh, this would be a game day shirt.
This is buffoonery.
I'm wearing this tomorrow to the game.
Yes. I was cocky out of the womb.
I love that one.
I like the way Jake says that. Say it one more time. Come on. Hey, Kyle Rowell might come in here and win, Jake.
Not today, Ralphie. I don't think so, buddy.
Oh,
Jake.
God, we love back to Colorado you go. Turn around.
You should wear that tomorrow.
I am going to wear it tomorrow, 100%. You'll see me at the pregame show in that shirt. I'm going to the game with it, absolutely.
He says that so well.
Pregame. What time's that start? I'm going to listen to you guys.
It starts at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
I'm sure you will.
I will.
Good God. You'll be locked in. 4 o'clock pregame show. All the way
shout out
6:30.
Bill, text in if you're listening. In the next 4 minutes.
Text the personal phone. Well, I've already yelled once to say, so I'll let Bill yell now. When you are, before we get to break, when you are working in IT, there are three words you do not want to hear, which are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that. Those are bad words. And you won't hear that with Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties of this glorious state.
Are we working with them? Because we didn't, for a while there, Jake was in a stressor yesterday.
We had a problem. We thought Russia had hacked the system.
Yeah,
I don't think they did.
Putin?
Yeah, something happened.
Putin? Who are you going after? The ticket.
The ticket. Seems ticket. Sort of a benign thing to hit.
What else?
Have at it.
These guys do everything. They manage IT and cybersecurity. They do phone systems, physical security, not bouncers.
There's going to be 400 bouncers we're bringing in just to help keep things safe on the streets this weekend.
Big C's going to need a bouncer. Reserve one for Big C.
Sterling. Infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Please go to appliedconnective.com or call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation.
Imagine that phone call. Just all of a sudden, you pick, hello? Yes, we're holding all of your information for ransom. We have it all. Well, yeah, $9 million, you can have all your information back.
Yeah,
or
I'll tell you
what. Guess what? Let's dance.
Let's dance.
Yeah, let's dance.
Is that what they
say? Yes, they say. Yeah. That's what you say right back to them. Oh, really? Yeah. We'll have our stuff back in about 30 seconds. Let's dance. And here's my social security number, too, so you can do with that.
Yeah.
Want my account? Want my routing?
My wife's account.
Yeah, my routing number? By the way.
How about my Visa card? You want that?
I'll give it to you. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Let's dance.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.